everybody. Welcome to the NovaCare Complex. I'm Dave Spadaro. It's Eagles Live on an absolutely beautiful Monday in South Philadelphia. The Eagles on the field. Organized team activities continue for week number two. Chip Kelly's got his team out there flying around at a high tempo, and the practice is very crisp. We'll have LeSean McCoy after practice for you live here about 1:30 on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and our official mobile app. As Eagles getting a little bit more familiar with each other, with the scheme, a bunch of new players here. We'll hear from some of those new players in just a moment. But good times here at the NovaCare Complex. Everyone really adjusting very well to practice. And we heard head coach Chip Kelly last week extremely enthusiastic about where the Eagles are early here in this month of June. Let's get you caught up on the day's headlines. One of the players who we really wanted to see is back at practice. We take a look down the list here. Jordan Matthews, second-round draft pick, on the practice field after missing a day last week when the media was involved and allowed to watch practice. Media out there now, so Matthews on the field. We'll get, I'm sure, many observations about Jordan Matthews. Linebacker Marcus Smith, the only unsigned Eagles draft pick, and we all anticipate that getting done well ahead of time before training camp. Jeremy Maclin also on the field, called fabulous by Chip Kelly, making excellent progress. Lined up on the right side of the Eagles offense, the Z position, along with Riley Cooper on the left side of the offense. On defense, well, one player to watch, Earl Wolfe. What kind of impact does he make in this 2014 season? We catch up with him in studio in just a little bit. A lot of new players here on this roster, adjusting to the way things are done for the Eagles, and it's different. Not only on the field, off the field, the meeting times, the way meetings are conducted, the nutrition program, everything different. We caught up with some of those new Eagles last week after practice.
It's been fun. Just kind of learning a new defense and getting used to the guys. And then finally getting into practice this week where we're going against an offense, we can adjust it. Just kind of gelling as a defense and a little competition toward the end of practice today. It's fun and it's been going well. You know, at first it's kind of that, you know, that you feel like a little kid when it's the first day of school, but you gel really quickly, especially with the quality of guys we have in the locker room. It's been real easy, getting used to the older guys and trying to help out some of the younger guys. And, you still feel each other out and we're learning as we're going, but I think it's been really easy for me.
I think that first practice, it was just run and gun, and I was just really, really, really tired. But after that, I got some good recovery. You know, because Coach Kelly, he really talks about recovery, and I got some recovery, and then that's what I did the next day. You know, in college, I was with my hand in the dirt. So, you know, standing up is kind of a little bit awkward right now, but I have to listen to my coaches and be able to play with, you know, hat and hands better than I did in a three-point stance.
You got to get in shape quick, and I've never had a problem with that. So you just kind of go with the flow. And that first week of off-season program at phase one, seeing how much these guys run, condition, do extra stuff, take care of their body, they're in early, they stay late. It's a pretty impressive culture that they've cultivated here. And I'm happy to be a part of it.
And Mark Sanchez battling for that backup quarterback job. He and Matt Barkley behind Nick Foles. Now we talk about Matt Barkley. Year number two for him and the 2013 rookie class. Great contribution last year from that group. Lane Johnson starting from day one. Zach Ertz, tremendous potential ability contribution last year. And Benny Logan, of course, really growing up in a hurry during the season after the Eagles traded Isaac Sopawaga. Still, they say in the NFL, you improve your most from year one to year two. So we talked to some of those players, including Earl Wolfe, about the second time around as a Philadelphia Eagle.
Oh, yeah, it's light years. You know, I mean, I think for all of our guys, they understand what we're doing. Every year, every day last year, it was a new insertion, and it was a new play, and it was the first time in the red zone, first time coming out, first time in 2 minutes, you know. So all those things for the veterans have all already been in. They've understood them. You know, we've got a chance in during phase two when we were with them to insert and do everything. You know, from that standpoint, it was against air, but it was, you know, obviously they've seen it. So now we're spinning back and inserting it again. But for all those guys, there's a lot more, you know, just a better understanding of what we're doing.
I think last year at this time, we were trying to learn the offense. It was very vanilla, and every day was a learning curve, and we had to redo the plays. Right now, we have a lot more stuff in, and guys are very comfortable with running what we have, and we're adding more. So I think it's just a comfort zone with everybody, and we can really go fast. And it's really helped the rookie learning curve because we have the vets who can teach them what to do. And, you know, that helps a lot. And y'all saw a practice today where we can really fly around and get some good work in.
It feels like my offense now. The last year was kind of like Oregon's offense, it felt like. But it feels like the offense that I've been running for a while now. So all the calls, all the checks, it just comes to you quickly without having to think about it now.
Everything just, you know, there's no thinking now. You know, I come out here every day. Basically, as soon as the player's called, I can go ahead and dial in. You know, I know exactly what's going to happen. I know exactly what my job is. Except for last year, sometimes they call the play. I'm still sitting there kind of thinking about, you know, if, like, for example, when the motion occurred, sometimes I sat back and I thought about it. Now, before the motion occurs, I already know what to call before the motion occurs, you know. So it's a lot more easier, man, and I can't wait to see basically what this year on Jump 2 is going to be.
We're going to go a little bit deeper with Earl Wolf. On the other side, he joins us in studio here in our Xfinity studio. Also, reminder, D'Amico Ryans, LeSean McCoy live for you at 125 here. Phone calls on the way as well. I'm Dave Spadaro. Thanks for joining us on this Monday. We've got a lot more to get to. Next up, it's safety Earl Wolf. What kind of impact does he want to make in year two as a Philadelphia Eagle? We'll find out on the other side here on Eagles Live.
There's a new kind of energy company that's not just selling you power, it's giving you power. The power to make saving energy easy. The power to customize your electricity plan with green energy and be rewarded for your loyalty. Even the power to help your home generate its own electricity. Now that's the kind of power we can all use.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
We welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Eagles safety Earl Wolf. Year number two for the Wolfman here. And what a difference a year makes. It's nice to know your way around the NovaCare complex and around Bill Davis's defense, isn't it?
It definitely is. I remember coming in here last year. I was still trying to make sure I was in the right rooms for meetings. Still trying to make sure I knew, you know, basically what the call was whenever we got a motion or, you know, or shift to anything. You know, now it's just everything is just so much smoother and easier.
Earl, it is tough. It's a tough transition, isn't it? How would you compare going from high school to college and college to the NFL?
I would say, honestly, time, man. You know, as you get older, basically, how your body holds up. Basically, you know what it takes, you know, to be what you want to be. You know, high school to college. You know, high school, everybody kind of did the same thing. You know, and in college, you know, you might do a little more, but now, you know, here, I get here early every morning. I watch film with Malcolm Jenkins at 7:30. You know, our day usually is over around 1:30, but I'm still here till 4, and that's me doing things like doing core after practice, I'm stretching, getting in the cold tub, you know, hot tub, you know, doing those things to make sure I'm taking care of my body.
How do you learn how to develop that work ethic? I mean, I guess some would say, hey, I was good in college. I worked hard. But then you have to work at a totally different level in terms of hard in the NFL. How do you know if enough is enough?
Honestly, it all started last year. I was watching, you know, I used to do always stretch after practice. I always did a little bit of core, you know. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I still, like, you know, my body still doesn't feel the way I want it to feel. And honestly, I watch some vets and see how they go about doing things. You know, for example, I know Connor Baldwin, James Casey, he gets here early every morning. He's the first one here every morning. He doesn't leave until later also. You know, I watch these guys, you know, and I see, you know, basically, you know, Connor Baldwin, he's been in for, I don't know, maybe seven. I'm not exactly sure, you know. Mm-hmm. I see how they take care of their body and how their body's still holding up, you know. And I know when basically, you know, the year 7 or 8 comes up for me, you know, I want to make sure I feel the same way.
Earl, last year you looked like you were making a lot of progress, getting more playing time, and then the knee injury. A setback for you, no question about it. How did you react to it, and how is the knee now that you have had the whole offseason to rehab?
You know, just growing up, I've been playing football since third grade. I've never had a significant injury where I had to miss time. So, you know, basically I had to learn how to deal with that, you know, at the time. Then as I was trying to come back, you know, I still couldn't move how I wanted to move, and all I know was 100%. All I know is full speed. That's all I know. So it was kind of difficult for me, you know, but now I'm back. I'm healthy. You know, the coaches see it, everybody sees it on film. And honestly, man, it feels great. It's just a blessing. You know, it's just a blessing to be, you know, basically to be where I am now.
Where's the game go from here for you, year two?
Yeah, I've learned, you know, when you put that work in, you're always going to get something out, you know. It's, you know, basically you get what you put in, you know. And I've always been the type of guy, you know, I'm still doing the stuff that got me here and more, you know, and I don't want to just be the best safety on the team. I really know that I'm capable of being one of the best in this league. You know, God has blessed me tremendously, you know, with talent, you know, basically the mentality, you know. I just know that I can be great, and I won't settle for anything less than being great.
Earl, how's the body changed? I mean, last year you were a draft pick going through all that combine stuff.
Yeah.
Have you gained weight? Have you gained a lot of strength?
Because
the guns look good. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah, you know, I've been doing a little bit of curls. honestly, I'm pretty sure I'm stronger than I was in college right now. I'm about the same weight right now. I kind of was I'm about 208, 210 around there. But I'm feeling great, man. Body feeling good. Like I said, I'm upper body and lower body. I'm stronger than I think I ever was, you know, before. Man, I'm just ready to go, man.
And the mental part, the defense, you've got it down.
It's so much easier than it was last year. Yeah. I've got it completely down. Before last year, me and Coach Davis talked about it. My thing was, you know, anticipating the motion. Because when motion occurs, most time we change our call. You know, anticipating the motion. And my thing was last year I would be locked in before the play starts. You know, I'd be locked in so much focusing on that. And when I see the motion, I'm kind of stuck. You know, but now, before the motion even occurs, I already know what the call is. You know, I just know it's just so everything is so much easier. It's more fluid. I just can't wait to see how big of a jump I'm gonna have from year one to year two, because I know it's gonna be tremendous.
You mentioned Malcolm Jenkins, newly acquired safety. Has he been a real influence?
He's been a big influence on me, man. Me and Quay, during the strength coach, we were talking about it the other day. I said, he's really making me a better player.
Yeah.
He really is.
By what? By doing what?
He does a lot of little things, man. He does the little things. And I feel like that's where, you know, I just met him, but I know he deserves everything, you know. Everything he has, you know, thus far. First start with the mornings, I was sitting behind him at first, and I was kind of used to peek over kind of the first couple of days, peeking over, seeing his notebook was just like full of notes.
Yeah,
I'm like, man, I need, so I ended up sitting beside him. I've been sitting beside him since the first week. And like I said, he also texted me. He was like, Earl, you know, I'm here every morning at 7:30 if you want to come in early and watch film. You know, so I also do that. Then we, you know, me and him work out together. I decided to work out with him because I see how he works out. You know, that's kind of, you know, it kind of reminds me of myself, you know. So I work out with him also, and he's just, he's been a great help, man.
You sound so excited to get this single.
I am, man. I can't wait, yeah. Man. I can't wait.
We can't wait to see you on the field. Earl Wolf.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, man. Continue through the OTAs here. Keep it going on the field, and can't wait till training camp and the preseason starts to see you in action.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Earl. Earl Wolf in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Two seconds ago, we gave Ian a Bud Light and asked if he's up for whatever. Then this happened.
Hey, Don!
Hey, how's it going?
Bring it up.
Guys, beautiful. I'm going to
Bud Light, the perfect beer for when no one would believe the wild night you had if it wasn't all secretly filmed and broadcast to the entire world. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. See more at upforwhatever.com.
Why do results matter so much? It's probably because they are the measurement of everything we do. For a wireless company, results come down to coverage, speed, and legendary reliability. So go ahead, stream, game, and video chat. That's why Verizon built America's largest 4G LTE network. Because the only thing that really matters are the results you get. So for the best devices, the best network, and for best results, use Verizon.
We welcome you back. Dave Spadaro here, Eagles Live, the name of the show. We invite your phone calls, 215-339-6709. The Eagles in week two of their organized team activities out on the practice fields here at the NovaCare Complex. Now, they're doing their football here. It's also a very busy time of the year for the Eagles. Off the field, Eagles Youth Partnership involved last week in a chess tournament. Chris McPherson there to cover all the action.
Hi, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson here at Lincoln Financial Field, the site of the 11th annual Eagles Youth Partnership Chess Tournament. Let's learn about this amazing event and the opportunity that the kids here had to be able to interact with Eagles players.
After School Activities Partnerships is a nonprofit organization that coordinates free after-school programs in schools, recreation centers, and libraries throughout the city. The Eagles and the Eagles Youth Partnership have been steadfast supporters of ASAP and the chess program since the very beginning. So in addition to the support, they've coordinated an end-of-year event that is a huge capstone for all of our players that get to be invited to the tournament, and it's become more competitive each year. There's a selection process and criteria for kids to get invited to the program. So this is the milestone and goal that they look forward to all year.
I think there were about 250 kids playing chess after school in an organized way, and now there's closer to 3,500 to 4,000. And so together we've seen this grow, but it's ASAP who's really done the work. One story that sticks out for me is last year I met a boy from Olney High School named Adrian Rodriguez, and he was wearing glasses. And he told me that his first pair of glasses came from the Eagles Eyemobile when he was 6 years old. And when I asked him what would be different if he'd never had that Eagles Eyemobile visit, what would be different in his life, and he looked around the room and said, "I don't think I'd be here."
I started chess when I was in fifth grade. My parents wanted me to do something. Like, I play sports a lot, and my mom, and my dad wanted me to do something in school. So it was a chess club, so I joined it, and this is my fourth time at the Eagles Chess Tournament. Last year I won first place for the middle school division, went 4-0. If you think about chess, it's complicated, like life is complicated. And there's certain strategies and stuff that you can go through with chess, and certain strategies you can go through with your life.
I had a ton of fun. This is an awesome experience, and I'm getting to play chess again with a bunch of these kids. They're so enthusiastic about it, so it was really great to enjoy that with them.
I don't know, it's very inspirational and motivating seeing these people take their time to work with people around the city.
I like chess because it teaches you many different things in life. It teaches you how to think ahead in your early life and how to start understanding what you're going to do in your early life. And then it teaches you more how to interact with people and how to stay focused on topic.
He kept saying "aw," and "you did this" and "you did that." Is that even illegal? And it was yes in my head, I'm winning, but I tried to keep my serious face. but like he had me laughing sometimes.
I'm sitting there just hoping I don't lose as fast as I think I'm going to lose in chess to kids who understand the game very, very well.
I could think back to my freshman year of high school. I was on the chess team back in Ohio, and like, I'm not a stranger to the game, and me and my little brother play sometimes, so it was a good time coming here and playing a little game of strategy. But it was tough. these kids are good. Yeah, I had a good time. Won one, lost one, and I had a stalemate, so I'll take it.
I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you for joining us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thank you very much, Chris. Great piece there. Great job for the Eagles, again, in the community, working with the kids, the annual chess tournament, and Bradley Fletcher and Michael Bamiro learning a thing or two about the game. All right, let's talk about some football. 215-339-6709. Your phone calls. Let's get them in. Gary in Southwest Florida, we start with you on this Monday. Hello, Gary.
Hey, it's good to start.
Yes, sir.
Hey, we're in for a lot of fun this year.
It's always a lot of fun. I agree.
It's very exciting. Hey, you know, when I heard our old quarterback's coach was down there teaching people, you know, supposedly Chip Kelly's methods down there, at least for offense, you know, it kind of hit me in a wrong way. And then I started to see more and more of what Chip Kelly does. I think it's more about the players in his system, because I don't know if you can duplicate this. I think he's like a wizard, you know, kind of stirring a pot of players, and it's a wild thing.
Well, you're talking about Bill Lazor with the Miami Dolphins, the offensive coordinator there?
Yeah.
It happened. It's the ultimate compliment. It happened to Andy Reid.
Copycat league, right?
Yeah, you know, when you have success, teams want to find out how it works, why it works so well. And Bill Lazor, the quarterback's coach here last year, now the offensive coordinator with the Miami Dolphins, is working with Ryan Tannehill. And look, I don't think that it's any great secret. Thanks for the call, Gary. It's no great secret that what Chip does here is a topic of conversation around the league. Everything from the way the Eagles spread the personnel, the tempo at which they conduct the offense, some of the training methods, the recovery methods here. The sports science has been extremely discussed around the league, I'm sure. And so that's great. Chip, though, has, you know, he's got the brain to change things. And to me, that's the most fascinating part of this year. All of these coordinators have spent the entire offseason studying the Eagles offense. Up in New York, Dallas, Washington. And they're more prepared for the hurry up, for the tempo, for the way yet Chip is the one who changes things, the way he calls the game, the cadence of his calls, the game tempo. It's going to change. The X's and O's, they will change. There will be new wrinkles in this offense. May not be noticeable to us. Probably a lot of the same formations, three receivers on one side, one receiver on the other. But out of that, you'll see more options. In Atlanta, we go to Marcel, who joins us here on Eagles Live. Hey, Marcel.
Hey, Dave. How you doing, man?
Good morning. Good afternoon to you.
Same here, man. Listen, I understand. I thought that was a really good piece on Earl Wolf and how he, you know, connects with Michael Jenkins in the morning to get, you know, that extra work in and that film study.
Yes.
But I'm wondering, Is that the only pair? Like, what are the other pairs? Like, who else is meeting who early in the
morning? Well, it's a good question. The players are generally here around, you know, between 7:30 and 8. And many, and I know Nate Allen is one of the early risers. I think what Earl's, the benefit for Earl is to get with Malcolm Jenkins and to understand that doing the extra film study here in the offseason, translating that work ethic to the regular season is really going to pay off. And rookies, they think they work hard. They really think they're pushing themselves. But until they get around a veteran who takes them to areas they've never been, they really don't have that sense. They really don't have that sense. So, but I can't tell you specifically what players are here working earlier, who's going the extra mile. My sense, though, Marcel, is, and thanks for the call, that Chip really has a very enthusiastic group here, and that, you know, they're working hard. And what that means when training camp rolls around, we're going to find out. Earl Wolf is somebody that really needs to take a jump disappointing. What I found interesting about the injury, about the conversation we had, was he said he'd never played at less than 100%. He'd never had an injury. And so, you know, you have to learn to play hurt in this league. Now, certainly the knee injury did not allow him to go out there and play to his capabilities, and so he was inactive. But, you know, it's a question. I mean, you wonder, with Earl, will you play hurt? Will you play through those aches and pains and bumps and bruises that every single player is going to have? You're not going to go through a full season. He's put on some muscle. He's put on some weight. He's got it up here. You got to work harder. So, looking forward to see what Earl Wolfe has this year. Who are the starting safeties this season? Jenkins, Nate Allen, Wolfe, Chris Maragos, Keelan Johnson. Is it Ed Reynolds, possibly? So somebody needs to step forward at the safety position. All right, off the field this weekend at the NovaCare Complex, a fun time for the kids. The Junior Pro Day was held. Are there any future Eagles in the mix?
Yeah, well, that guy in the back, he wants a big one, so hold the big one.
Back and forth. Get those ankles loose. Three. Good cat. Nice.
Nah, you hang on by the hat. Nah, you keep the hat on.
We're here at Junior Pro Day, giving back like the Eagles do. Running some offensive drills here in my station. We did some one-on-ones, a bunch of route running, a bunch of touchdowns. Not a lot of stuff that offensive linemen do, but these kids don't want to play offensive line yet. Not until they have to. But we're having fun with it. Football teaches a lot of important life skills, directly and indirectly. These kids are learning work ethic, team building, camaraderie, hard work. I mean, so much goes into this game. On top of all that, you can have fun doing all of it.
You know, we came out today, show sort of kids here some drills. You know, we're in my drills right now. I'm showing a lot of footwork and a lot of teamwork. and a lot of this.
Great stuff there. Thanks to Emmanuel Acho and John Dorenbos, Kerry Williams, Evan Mathis, Bradley Fletcher for taking part in the Junior Pro Day here at the NovaCare Complex over the weekend. I'm Dave Spadaro. We thank you for joining us here on Eagles Live. Reminder, at 1:25-ish, tune in a little early, we hear from LeSean McCoy for the first time in this offseason, as well as linebacker D'Amico Ryans. The Eagles out on the practice field, organized team activities throughout the week. We'll have full coverage for you here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.